I know black people.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
America. First of all, he went to college in Michigan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... There are a lot of tore-up girls up there.
In the Midwest?
Right, in the Midwest. And now he plays in New England. What do you have up there?
I don't know. Why don't you just go ahead and rip the entire area? I mean, he could choose from Hollywood starlets.
It is not a haven of beauties.
Listen to me.
No, he's confined to those two areas.
Listen to me. I saw him at the Playboy party. We were hanging out at the Playboy party last year at the Super Bowl. And you
and him
wouldn't have believed Jeremy Shockey and he were hanging out. The amount of cleave
and or
not to mention what?
Giant beaver.
Thanks, Tom Grieve. I'm sure he's real proud of that. In that context.
What was that, Tom?
Being the good Christian man that he is.
Giant beaver.
I love the emphasis there.
Yeah, why is he so angry at the beaver?
Giant beaver.
Well, they were all over him.
Eat booger.
Right, we know. There were giant beavers all over.
Stop it.
Tom Brady and Jeremy Shockey. Boy, they were, though, man. I was just sitting there thinking, what a loser I am. I was with Danny Lowry.
You go, man, that's Jeremy Shockey and Tom Brady. And
yeah.
Shockey looks over and goes, this is the Indian with a midget over there.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Help me. 3:22 is the time. 22 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line, the most listened to sports talk show in the great Southwest. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Thursday. And we have another full day of sports and all that that implies ahead of us. So hopefully everybody will heave to and trice up for that. But the big news of the day is that we are rejoined by the Hammer.
Thank you.
It's been a long time, Hammer.
Months. It's good to be back.
Would you like to tell everyone what was wrong?
Sick. Had some kind of flu. I don't recommend it, by the way. Because you will do a lot of puking.
Hong Kong flu?
Might have been. Either the Black Plague, one of the two.
Were you throwing up tar?
Yeah, I was throwing up tar. I threw up everything but tar, I think.
Do you vomit a lot?
Oh, my gosh. I think I threw up stuff I ate 10 years ago.
What is tar?
Tar?
Put on the roads.
You mean like in cigarettes?
No. Like the stuff that's on the roads. What is it?
That's a good question. I know it's the most nauseating smell in the world.
I don't know.
Remember tar bubbles? Did you ever pop tar bubbles?
Sure did. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-mm.
When they freshly pour a road, you'd get the little bubbles, and you'd go pop them.
You know, once it started cooling down a little bit, you'd get a stick and go pop tar bubbles.
I got that stuff stuck on my bare feet one time.
How would you like to be tar and feathered?
You can't get it off.
What?
Tar. You have to wait.
So that's what's wrong with your feet today? You've got tar on them?
I was a little kid, and I stepped in a tar thing that was about 5 hours old.
And those feet have never been the same since,
no.
Huh?
But it was still sticky to the point where it would glob onto you. And so I had a foot of tar, like literally.
And so a hoof formed from that, huh?
And then a hoof just molded.
See, I think they should bring back tar and feathering. You know, nothing else seems to work for criminals. Let's bring back that.
What would those people do? Just wait till that stuff came off?
I guess.
And would they do it naked, like they're entered?
I have no idea. I've never been around for it, but...
That's a pretty good form of punishment.
It is.
And they'd do it in public, too, wouldn't they?
Sure.
It was like a gathering and a party and a kegger.
Hi there, you're on Tar Talk. Go ahead. Hi there, you're on Tar Talk. Go ahead.
Tar is asphalt.
Okay, yeah, what's asphalt? Asphalt?
What else?
Petroleum-based.
That's okay. Pretty robotic there.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, what
makes you the tar authority for the Great Southwest?
Used to work at an asphalt roofing plant.
Golly, this is a robot Grego wannabe.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, mostly petroleum, that it is.
Got anything else for us?
I'm going to go throw up.
Good point.
That's a robot P1.
Well, just curious. Just wanted to know what tar was. I know it's petroleum-based. And I also know it stinks.
Oh, it's the most nauseating smell. Like whenever you're in the neighborhood or you ever followed one in a car, you know, someone that's pulling one of those trailers.
Right.
Oh, God, that's a nauseating smell. I don't know how those people work that.
It can't
especially
be good
if it starts leaking.
Can't be good for the environment, can it? Tar
just stinks.
No. I have another email here from Matt in crazy-ass Fort Worth. Matthew in crazy-ass Fort Worth, who so scathingly reviewed Kevin Scott's performance yesterday.
Kevin Scott.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Dear Rhines.
It's you.
It's been 3 days. This is the third day. It's been hard, but now after knowing that K. Scott knows how I feel a lot better about the situation. I feel somewhat satisfied knowing that he knows that I hate him. But it holds true in this matter. I think it makes it a little easier to stomach the doo-doo that comes out of his soul. And yes, he is a sport cretin, except the spelling has been altered to C-R-E-A-T-A-N-T. Like I said, you need to push him around a little and tape that duck bill of his shut. Sometimes he talks out of turn and ruins something that was going to be funny, just like Dick Hicks. If he's going to talk about the IRL races, I'm out. But if you like him, I will try to get past it all. It will be hard, but I will try. I do feel bad for being an a-hole towards K. Scott. I assume so much on so little information. I don't even know the son of a bitch. I just want Grego back, damn it. P.S. How do you spell cretin? I don't even know how it's pronounced. Is it cretin or cretin? Quivering Matthew in crazy-ass Fort Worth. Well, Matthew, it's cretin. It's C-R-E-T-I-N. If you consider Kevin Scott a sports cretin, which I don't,
definition?
By the way.
What's the exact definition of a cretin?
Look it up. You got the computer there. Go to dictionary.com. Check it out. Anyway. You got Grego back. You wanted Grego back. You got Grego back. And I hope you're happy. And listen, let me tell you something else. It is not my job on this show to tell anybody when to talk and when not to. Now, if somebody gets too abrasive, I'll go mic off on them. But that very seldom happens.
Thank you. Snake.
It does. It very seldom happens. It's not my job to do that. Whatever they're saying, be it good, bad, indifferent,
crazy,
abrasive, hazy, flaccid, whatever, that is all part of the spicy roux that is the hard line. And you just have to accept it. Because I'm not here to act as a traffic cop and shut people up.
You know, I hate when you get these definitions in the dictionary. Cretin, a person afflicted with cretinism. Okay? All right, great.
All right, go to cretinism. We have some Rangers talk to get into.
A person of subnormal intelligence.
There you go.
An idiot.
Right.
Slang idiot.
Really?
That's what it says, yeah.
Dick Hicks would certainly qualify,
I guess.
All right, we got some Rangers talk to get into in a little bit. We have stripper versus 11-year-old at 5:10 today. The Ranch Report will be at 5:30. Community Quick Hits is back.
Excellent.
That will be at 6:30. So, and in between there, you'll just have to listen to see what we fill in with. Hopefully, at some point during the presentation, we will give you, the listener, the opportunity to contribute to the National Institution of Sports Talk. So, stay with us. It is 3:30 on the ticket.